Hey, it's Tax Quip Time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Bill in North Carolina with this question. He says, what is the tax treatment of equipment that's included in the payment of a franchise fee? Is it all considered amortizable startup cost, or is the equipment depreciated separately starting with the day it opens for business? I'm concerned about local property tax on assets. Also, what if the franchise contract doesn't specify equipment costs versus other fees? Well, Bill, that is an interesting question or questions. How you handle the costs will depend on the franchise contract, how it breaks down the fees, and what the franchisee receives. My feeling is that any franchise business worth getting into cares deeply about the welfare and success of its franchise partners. They will have done their research to come up with the most advantageous breakdown of costs for their franchisees. Sometimes the reason they don't break down the costs is to give themselves better tax advantages. Frankly, in my opinion, any franchisor that has not bothered to look after the welfare of their franchisees isn't worth buying into. But that's just my opinion. Anyway, let's look at the numbers, starting with startup and organization costs. This is especially useful if no numbers are broken out. When it comes to startup costs, if the total cost of the franchise plus other costs are less than $50,000, the new owner can deduct $5,000 as startup costs and amortize the rest over 15 years. There's a discussion in Tax Quip's number 690 about startup costs, and there are links in the resource box to several other articles where we've discussed these issues. Very well worth following up on. Number two, for separate organization costs, that's the legal structure of the business and the arrangement with the franchisor. Once again, as long as they're under $50,000, you can do the same thing as you can do with startup costs. Now, this gives you only intangible expenses not subject to property taxes, and so except for the $10,000, the rest of the costs are spread over 15 years. Now, another thing you can do if no numbers are specified is to look at the franchisor's price list for replacement costs of equipment, supplies, and inventory. Also, look at the segment of the monthly fee that covers advertising and promotion, and keep a copy of these lists in the tax return file for the year in which you pick up these costs. Use those catalogs to place prices on the depreciable assets you received as part of the franchise. You can depreciate those costs using the technique most useful to you. These will be subject to local property taxes. The cost for inventory goes on the books as a current asset to be adjusted to cost of goods sold as the inventory sells. This may be subject to local property taxes as well if inventory is taxed. Look at the cost of advertising and promotion and see if there's a breakdown for extra cost to introduce a franchise unit into the area. Also look at the costs of banners, flyers, etc. Treat those as current expenses for advertising. However, when it comes to signs, those get depreciated. Naturally, if there's a building purchase, get a separate appraisal on that, whether it's lumped into the total purchase price of the franchise or not. If it's just a lease, pick up an expense for the number of months the building was used during the year. The months before the franchise was open for business are added to the startup costs. As to consumable supplies, things with logos on them and so forth that are used by the business, these are current expenses. I hope this helps. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about franchising and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.